Hi. Welcome to Community Morning Prayers. For those online who might listen to this, my name's Matt, if you don't know my voice. Shall we just briefly pray? Hey, Papa God. Would you all like to just say, hi. And just ask you bless our time together today. Let us hear you speak. Amen. As you, we're continuing in Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. It's on page 966, if you can't see the screen. After they'd heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen, when it rose, went ahead of them until it had stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Jesus, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. As I understand from the church calendar, we're meant to celebrate Epiphany today. As I don't normally celebrate in the stream that I worship with the church calendar, I thought I'd better consult Google for a definition of what actually Epiphany was. And so it told me that, one, it's the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles as represented by the Magi. Mark most excellently highlighted this to us yesterday. And two, it's a moment of sudden and great revelation or realization. As I've chewed on these verses, Holy Spirit highlighted to me, Epiphany is a prime example of those moments of when we suddenly, unexpectedly encounter the manifest presence of God. When we are swept up, overwhelmed, and hear his voice, and revelation, when supernatural healing and impartation occurs. I was reminded of the book, The Fire of God's Presence, Drawing Near to a Holy God by A.W. Tozer. In the introduction, a story is shared of when Tozer was scheduled to preach at an evening summer camp service. When the time arrived, he was nowhere to be found. They started the meeting hoping he would turn up in the middle to speak. Alas, Tozer never showed. The next day, a friend caught up with Dr. Tozer and asked, "Where were you last night?" Tozer quietly replied, "I had a more important appointment last night." Later on, the friend found out what really happened. After lunch, Dr. Tozer had gone to his knees to pray and worship God. He got lost in the presence of God and lost all sense of time. Dr. A.W. Tozer knew the importance of pursuing the tangible presence of God. This dominated his ministry and life up until his death in 1963. My personal testimony about encounter, and I know I've shared this before, in 2017, I encountered the Spirit in a magnificent way. For 2 hours, I rolled around in holy laughter. I have to say that's humiliating, it's humbling, it's a joy, it's very marking, and it's painful to laugh nearly continuously for 2 hours straight. But that day, and I feel it's right to share this again, I was healed of depression, anxiety, and stress. I had suffered for nearly 18 years, but that day there was no more binge drinking, there's no more self-harm, there's no further psychiatric admissions, there's no more panic attacks. Since that day, I've never taken medication for these conditions. Also, as God heals, he also gives a gift in return. Last year at Summerfest, I realized that day had been imparted me the spirit of joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. As Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, some days I don't feel it and physically and verbally have to claim it. So can I encourage you to pursue for your multiple epiphanies by encountering the presence of God wherever and whenever you can? I've been thinking about how I can lead you to prayer today. And I'd like you to reflect on the new year ahead from a personal perspective. Recently, I spent time asking God the following questions. What do you want me to do with my life this year? Number two, who do you want to be for me? And three, what are the three ways you can partner with him in, to be the fullest version of you? I'll leave you the time to reflect. And at the end of our time, I will play a song which will conclude our time of prayer today. Thank you.